meeting to order, please. Please rise for pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Cott.
Here.
Wilczewski.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Buckhauser.
Here.
Terulis. Teeling.
Here.
A quorum is established.
Do we have any amendments to tonight's agenda? All righty, we do have a couple of presentations. We'll start off with one of my favorite things to do, and that's promoting one of our longtime officers to the rank of sergeant. So, there, and Bob Johnson, Chief, if you would come up.
We'll swear you in first, and Rich can talk a little bit about your career. Please raise your right hand. I, please state your name.
I, Barry Fitzmeyer.
Having been promoted to the office of sergeant.
Having been promoted to the office of sergeant.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the county of Kendall, aforesaid.
In the county of Kendall, aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the Office of Sergeant of the United City of Yorkville Police Department.
Of the Office of Sergeant of the United City of Yorkville Police Department.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Cadets, I believe, right?
That's correct. Barry started in 2005. He was our very first cadet. He worked with us as a cadet until 2008 when he was hired as a full-time officer. And in 2013, he went to our undercover drug unit. We worked there for 2 years until 2015 when he was chosen to be one of the first members of our criminal intelligence team that is part of our CPAT team, but they focus on different types of crime issues. And his promotion is the result of him being asked to supervise that unit.
Very nice. So congratulations again, and we're happy to have you.
Thanks, sir.
There he is.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you want to do the table up?
Absolutely.
For Corey Johnson, a retiring board commission member from our zoning board of appeals. Corey, if you would come up. We have a certificate of recognition for all your years that you have run the zoning board of appeals. The mayor and city council of the United City of Yorkville present the certificate to Corey Johnson with our deepest gratitude for the time he volunteered for our zoning board of appeals from June 2009 through July 2016. EDC 2016-47, boundary agreement between the United City of Yorkville and the Village of Sugar Grove. Do we have anyone from the audience who would like to say anything about this boundary agreement between the City of Yorkville and the Village of Sugar Grove? No comment from the public? Anyone from City Council have anything to say? All right, we'll go out of public hearing. Makes your job easy, doesn't it? Okay.
Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please.
Bellissimo.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cook.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Cott.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Next, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of August 23rd, 2016, as presented.
Second.
Comments, questions, or corrections on the minutes? Hearing none? Oh, yes, sir.
One comment. I believe I said the word woo twice, and there were no woos in the minutes.
Yeah, I think we should have the woos in the minutes. Absolutely.
Great.
Add the woos.
We will add the woos.
Any other comments or corrections on minutes? All those in favor of approving the minutes as amended, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Under Mayor's report, I do have a couple of proclamations, lengthy ones, so bear with me while I read through these for you. First is a proclamation for the Yorkville Library Mini Golf Fundraiser Day. Whereas libraries provide access to information and also serve as community centers. Whereas the Friends of the Yorkville Public Library is a support group for the library. And whereas the Friends of the Yorkville Public Library strive to focus attention on library services and needs and also help to strengthen and expand library services. Whereas the Friends of the Yorkville Public Library participates in fundraising for library projects, programs, and the purchase of special equipment. And whereas the Friends of the Yorkville Public Library will be holding a mini golf fundraiser on Sunday, January 29th, 2017, from 11 to 4 p.m. in the Yorkville Public Library. Now, therefore, I, Gary J. Galinsky, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby proclaim Sunday, January 29th, 2017, as the Yorkville Library Mini Golf Fundraiser Day in the United City of Yorkville, and encourage all residents to support the Yorkville Public Library by participating in this fundraiser day. So I don't know how many aldermen have been there or members of the public, but it is a lot of fun to play a little bit of golf in between the stacks of books. So if you can get out there January 29th, it's a fun day. Next, I have a proclamation that got to the city a little bit late. It's one we do every year. And even though it was late, I still wanted to get it in because it's one of my favorite proclamations of the year. So it's a proclamation for Constitution Week. Whereas the Constitution of the United States of America, the guardian of our liberties, embodies the principles of limited government and a republic dedicated to rule by law. And whereas September 17, 2016 marks the 229th anniversary of the framing of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention. And whereas it is fitting and proper to accord official recognition to this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary, and to the patriotic celebrations which will commemorate it. Whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America, designating September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week. Now, therefore, I, Gary J. Galinsky, by virtue of the authority vested in me as Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week, and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideas framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties, dated this 27th day of September 2016. Okay, we have no public works, economic development, or public safety reports. Admin committee report, we do have one item, so I will turn that over to Alderman Milshewski.
I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the resolution regarding home rule powers and authorize the mayor to execute.
We have a motion, a second. Comments, questions?
Second.
Comments or questions?
Just a quick comment.
Yes.
We had discussed in the administration committee about the importance of making sure that the people that come after us that sit in these luxurious and comfortable chairs understand that the taxing power is not something that you can surprise people. Out of all the discussions I've had with everyone, they're not afraid of us sitting here right now. They're afraid of the new interpretations of us in the next 8, 12, 15, 16 years, whatever. So however we do move forward with this, I said so in committee. I just want to make sure that we don't make it a simple swipe of the pen to be able to kind of reaffirm a lot of the home rule powers. The Woodstock rule is a really good basis, but I wouldn't mind going a little bit stronger, just to protect future citizens from future boards, which might not be as good looking as we are today.
Any other comments? Questions? I know Bart wanted some feedback. It wasn't included in the memo. It's a nice packet, but it was in the August 10th memo to the admin committee. There's a copy of it on your desk. And there's just eight items that we would really like to focus on that would improve the residents' lives in Yorkville if this were to pass. I'll just outline the eight of them. There's explanations for each of them under each heading. Well, number one, improve the city's bond rating. And I think over the years we've done a pretty good job of improving our bond rating. Fitch just upgraded us just last week, and hopefully when we hear back from S&P, we'll have more good news. It'll allow us to incur debt beyond 20 years. Some people may ask, why would you want to incur debt over 20 years? But a good example is the conversation we're having right now on a new water intake system. We're spending $60 million on a project. It makes more sense to be able to debt it out over the useful life of it. And that would definitely help residents as far as how far we can go out with our debt. Reduce property tax burden on residents by shifting tax burden to out-of-towners. That's what most municipalities use home rule for. Changing the size of the city council. If we didn't limit it once before, we'd already be up to, 10 aldermen and 5 boards. And we have to make that decision again in a couple of years. Being home rule, we can make it a permanent decision. Administrative adjudication improvements. I don't know if anyone has ever had to go to adjudication in a home rule community. But unlike non-home rule communities, we have to do our adjudication hearings once a week, which is very burdensome, costs a lot of money. You go someplace that's home rule, they do it Oswego. What do they do, once a month?
Once a month?
Yeah. Save tens of thousands of dollars right there, just that one small change. One thing that I get from a lot of people is, why can't you reduce our speed limits to 25 in our subdivision? Well, the default speed limit is 30. As a home rule community, that's something we could do without having to go through all the required steps to have speed studies and everything else to lower that speed limit. So that's a big one. Opt out of state unfunded mandates as they are created. I know Governor Browner is trying to get rid of unfunded mandates, but they are still a part of our life. And as a home rule municipality, we'd be able to opt out of it. And then obviously modify the zoning and planning process. I know just recently in the news, we had all the residents of the apartment complex on the south side come to us with their mold problem. I tell you, the non-home rule community, our hands are very tied on landlord tenant issues such as that. If we chose to take a more proactive role in that or a bigger role in that, I mean, being home rule is definitely another tool in the toolbox to allow us to do that. So I hope that residents don't look at this as just a way of money grab or a way for the city council to raise taxes or raise revenues, because it just gives us so many more tools to make everyone's life better. So I fully support this resolution and the referendum. So we will have a number of town hall meetings where residents can come and ask questions. We'll advertise those, and hopefully if anyone has questions, they'll seek any of the aldermen out or myself out and get their questions answered. Anyone else?
I think the clarification needs to be put in place as far as the ordinance that's in there, as far as limiting the city's tax power, as far as what we're doing. I think it's kind of confusing as far as, well, I don't think we're very clear on what that actually entails and how it's actually doing. If I understand it correctly, if I read it correctly, we are self-regulating ourselves and reverting our power back to, and that's as a non-home rule community. If we want to raise taxes, we have to have a public hearing and go through everything else, which is what we have to do now. and we are not passing an ordinance which, even if we are home rule, would require us to follow the same non-home rule procedure if we wanted to raise taxes. We can't just unilaterally raise taxes even though we are now home rule. We are putting that restriction on ourselves and protect us from the not-so-good-looking future council, all the creators pointed out. So I think that just needs to be clear.
Yes. Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Cut.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Pelosina.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milchewski.
Aye.
Teeling.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Yeah, this is something that we looked at about 4 years ago, talking about the home rule. We talked about the goal setting session, and I remember I think it was you, Carlos, that first we had to gain a little credibility with the residents, or gain some trust from residents. I think 5 years lower property taxes, turning around our budget situation, our fund balance situation, our bond rating. I just hope that we've earned that credibility. Okay, do we have anything from Park Board?
No, we do not.
Okay, any numbers in for Hometown Days yet?
I should have something either at the next meeting or in October at some point.
Okay.
So we still have a few expenses that are trickling in.
Okay, next we have Kendall Marketplace sign variance update. Christy, you want to give us a little bit of info on this?
Sure, this is just an information I had mentioned. The Planning and Zoning Commission has authority to approve some types of variances unilaterally without having City Council do final approval. And one of those items is if a variance comes before them. And in this case, the sign variance came before them that was a result of eminent domain condemnation. I got a portion of the Kindle property for the U.S. 44 expansion. The sign right now meets the current standard of being greater than 5 feet from the right of way, but with the taking, the sign would be less than a foot from the right of way. And so the petitioner decided to be proactive to come in and seek a variance so that the sign can remain without having to be eliminated after 5 years. And just to note that the sign, although it will be within that 5 foot distance from the new lot line, the physical sign will be about 30 feet from the edge of pavement from the U.S. 34 roadway. This passed unanimously before the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting, and I just wanted to put it to you. This is information on it.
Thank you. No city council report, city clerk's report?
No report.
Any community and liaison reports? Staff reports? Any additional business? Yes, sir.
Just one thing. I just wanted to remind the City Council it is Fall Fest this weekend in conjunction with the Knights of Columbus down at Overfront Park. So we have a fun-filled day of activities with pumpkin pool, music, craft beer tasting, cruise, afternoon cruise, show, car show. So if you're looking to attend, we greatly appreciate it from 10 to 6 on Overfront Park.
All right, thank you. Additional business? Anyone? If not, we will adjourn to executive session for litigation update and property acquisition.
Did you want to do
this? We can do it after. It'll be a short executive session. Hearing none, meeting adjourned. Thank you all.